to love. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
It's WRJN. All right, Express Radio Heart Soul Survivors. Well, this is another edition of Moron News. This guy in Michigan broke into a house using his debit card to force open the lock and left the card behind. The cops used it to identify him, and now he's been charged with home evasion. You know, they always do something stupid, don't they? It's 8:01. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. In Moscow and other parts of Russia, Ukraine unleashed its biggest drone attack yet. At least three people were killed. The attack came just hours before U.S. and Ukrainian officials opened talks in Saudi Arabia.
Smiling Secretary of State Marco Rubio ignored reporters' questions as the talks got underway in the Saudi port city of Jeddah. Flying over, though, he made it clear.
The president's goal is to bring them both to the table to get this resolved.
Saying he's mainly there to listen. The Ukrainian delegation, minus President Zelensky, is already signaling it's prepared to sign that agreement President Trump wants, granting the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, and that is coming to the table with some ceasefire proposals. But the mood music out of Moscow's unlikely to be upbeat after last night's drone attacks.
Stock futures are higher after yesterday's sell-off triggered by recession fears. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Nearly all areas finished in the red yesterday, led by technology, communications, retail, and the banking sector. Even the Magnificent Seven stocks, that includes big names like Nvidia and Apple, they saw some of the largest declines as traders sold off in search of more predictable investments.
S&P futures are up 24 this morning. The House may vote today on the Republican stopgap plan to avert a government shutdown this weekend. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is not impressed.
The House Republican so-called spending bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
The deadline for a deal is Friday night. Southwest Airlines has announced only its select customers will still be able to check two bags for free. Big mistake, says industry analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This is how you destroy a brand. This is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty. And this, I think, is going to send Southwest into a financial tailspin.
Los Angeles County's new DA, Nathan Hockman, says he'll try to withdraw his predecessor's motion to free Lyle and Eric Menendez. Hockman says the brothers have lied about killing their parents in self-defense.
Completely accepting responsibility for their actions. This is where the Menendezes fall short.
The brothers are serving life sentences with no possibility of parole. CBS's Michael George reports there's new information on how school closures during the pandemic impacted children.
A study published in JAMA showed there was a drop in language, cognitive development, and general knowledge among kids during the pandemic. And it's believed lack of play and in-person interaction also played a role.
5 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider cornerback, Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with winds northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
My uncle says I need to work harder. That's the answer. He says, I want you to just work harder. That's old people's favorite thing to talk about, how people younger than them don't work hard. You don't work hard. Your generation has no work ethic. I worked harder than you. Okay. I can beat you at Xbox. Yeah. Two things that don't matter. I think old people did work harder than us. You know why? Because there wasn't anything else to do back then. They used to fly kites. It's easy to be a hard worker when the alternative is checkers. But I got real distractions. I got a cell phone. I got a computer. I got video games. They had yo-yos. Do you know how bored you have to be to play with a yo-yo? I'd rather work.
My Diego Percy Sledge and A Man Loves a Woman, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. So this radio host in the UK told a story about authorities having to destroy a man's bathtub to save his life because he wouldn't stop trying to row to Scotland. He always had his dog with him. They get about a half mile out to sea before they start to sink, but he kept doing it. And they were rescuing him once a week, him and his dog, by bringing the tub back to the shore. Ultimately, they decided the only way to save the guy's life was destroying his bathtub. They smashed it in the middle of the night so he'd never try again. So in the end, he lived, but his dream died. I mean, he couldn't find another bathtub anywhere. That was it. It's 8:11. Looking for sunshine today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Right now, it's a beautiful morning. Sunny, 45 degrees in Radio Park.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
has bad finger day after day. It's 17. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, we found out we have a list here of the most annoying Facebook friends out there. See if any of your friends or maybe you fit the bill here. Like the friend who always falls for fake news stories. The friend, I think that's me. The friend who shills for the pyramid scheme they bought into. The friend who invites you to events on the other side of the country. And the friend who forces you to listen to the radio station they work at. I don't know, maybe the last one's just me. So watch out for those people, all right?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scamma, Treasurer.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Sherelle singing a Carole King hit, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? It's 8:24, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, bosses are sharing stories of the dumbest things employees have done to get fired. Here are a few of the good ones. A guy who stole exactly $3.64 from the register every day to go buy Taco Bell. And the dishwasher who would throw away all the silverware and plates because he was too lazy to put them in the dishwasher. Don't these people know they were going to be caught? Wow. 8:24, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. The sun is shining bright here at Radio Park. We've got 45 degrees with Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
We'll all be planning.
Serving USA, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A survey asks people what it takes for someone to be their best friend. It takes at least 4 years of friendship, having four personal experiences together, like going through something traumatic, or even taking a road trip together. Sounds like a lot of work for a friend. Maybe I'm just better friendless. Hey, this is your home for Racine Raiders football. The Raiders are back at WRJN. We're glad to have them back. Their first game is Saturday night, May 4th. You can hear it right here on WRJN. Right now, it's exactly 8:30. Chris is in this morning for Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with winds northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
My mother has an extremely weird relationship with the phone. Every time this woman calls me, two things happen. Number one, it's her last day on Earth. And number two, she can't for the life of her figure out how to hang up the phone. So every single call I get from this woman goes something like this. Hi, Becky, sweetheart, it's Mommy. You better come see me soon. I have arthritis. I don't know how long it's gonna be. All right, sweetheart, I love you. Bye. And then you actually hear this.
actress, The Hollies. Now, this is an interesting story about this song. Alan Clark is the original lead singer for the group, The Hollies. He decided, well, I want to put a solo album out. And The Hollies said, you can't have both. Either you get a solo album or you do it with us. And he stayed with The Hollies. Now, he already recorded that song for his solo album. And that's why you don't hear any other members of The Hollies on that song, just Alan Clark. Because he just gave him the song, put the name The Hollies on it, and you don't hear anybody else on there. All right, that's how it happened. The rest of the story, it's 8:37 on your home for Racine Raiders football, kicking off May 3rd on WRJN.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Baby, do you really need?
Monkees, Daydream Believer, local news, Channel 6 to WRGN. Looking for sunshine today. Temperatures falling to around 35 late this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 33, sunshine with a high near 43 tomorrow. Not bad, sunny, 48 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know, when couples move in together, women tend to throw out an average of $340 worth of the guy's stuff. The most common things they get rid of is magazines, toys, and clothing. How about those pictures with former girlfriends? I think those also hit the trash pile as well.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. No sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
I know, I know.
Anytime she goes away.
I know, I know, I know. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. Local news, timeless hits at 8:45 here at WRJN. Okay, I came across this odd fact, and I can't imagine this. You know, everybody likes to drink coffee in the morning, right? You know, Volkswagen cars in 1959 had coffee makers built into the dashboard. Other than dialing your phone, I can't think of anything more distracting when you're going to work making coffee in your dashboard. While driving. Obviously, they didn't last long. That was back in 1959.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
News, timeless hits with the Beatles. I saw her standing there. It's 8:51. Looking for sunshine today with a high falling to, it's not really a high. Temperatures are falling to 35 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 33. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 43 right now. It's sunny. It's 48 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, don't forget, we're seeing Raiders football back on May 3rd here at WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the crowd like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place. Like a being home. It takes two, baby.
dream come true. Just take two.
Kim Weston, it takes two. 8:54 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Dan Mark is coming in this morning with his wax museum, and that's at 9 o'clock. And I got a story for you.
What's that?
All right. This is what it's like to be a rock and roll roadie. If you have $12,500, Gene Simmons will allow you to pay him to be on the road crew for his upcoming tour. It's a one-day only deal. You load the gear. You help set up the show. You also get some perks. You get to eat with Gene, sit in on the sound check, receive a signed set list, a bass guitar. I'll actually give you the bass guitar signed that they use during rehearsal, plus a crew shirt and hat. Gene will also bring you on stage, introduce you, and get you to bring one guest with you. You also get to bring four items for Gene to sign, all for $12,500, but there's one hitch.
What?
You don't get a ticket to the concert. That you have to buy separately to get in. But you figure for $12,500, the guy would let you into his concert. But
really? Wow.
Not going to happen. All right, Dan, coming up in just a few minutes, 9 o'clock at WRJM Local News. Timeless hits, looking for sunshine today. Right now, got sunshine, 48 degrees here at Radio Park with the Chiffons. Sweet talking guy.
Sweet talking guy.
Sweet talking guys, Chiffons. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Dan Marcus coming up next. Kurt Bowman at 6. And then we've got, what's that guy's name again? Oh, yeah, Chris Morrow coming in at 6 o'clock tonight. You have a great day today. You keep it right here for local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency 1400 everywhere. Here's B.J. Thomas now, hooked on a feeling.
I can't stop.
tight, you let me know.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Wall Street was looking to bounce back from yesterday's steep sell-off, but futures have just turned lower a half hour before the opening bell. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Yesterday, it was not a one-day blip.